Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. This is Sultry. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Keisha. This is Sultry Loves Jones.
Yes. So, where's the house? Miss Sweeney.
She hadn't done the roll call yet.
I need a miracle. I need a touch from you. I need something to happen quickly in my life. I need a blessing, Lord, in this recession, Lord. Can you make a way for me? Yeah. I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle now. I need a miracle that only you can do now. I need a miracle. I need a miracle that only you can do now.
I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle now. I need a miracle.
healer in your body. God can heal it right now. Oh, I claim it right now. Let it fall down on me. Let it rain down on me right now. Right here. By faith, it's mine.
Ladies, can
hello.
You hear me?
Yes, yeah, I'm just fine, thank you.
Amen. Y'all, listen, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
My God, I was just talking and nobody was hearing anything. Listen, welcome to Sisters United. We have the ladies on the line. We're going to start off with our roll call. Come on, Keisha Robertson, tell us good morning.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I say, come on this morning and tell us good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad everybody's here. I'm glad to be here another day, healthy and well, and it's just a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's do a sound check. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you hear any feedback?
My man.
No.
All right. Okay, let's just Coach Love Jones, how you doing?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I hate anything and I'm still here.
Okay, we want to make sure everybody is in a place where there's no noise or wind blowing into your microphone, because it will distort the sound. Now,
well, I'm somewhere quiet.
Okay, all right. All right, okay, Tammy, Lily, what's going on, baby? Well, how you doing?
I am doing great. I do apologize. I'm going to keep my phone on mute most of the time because I'm in and out of my car. I had a sign that called through yesterday, and I have to go do it. But I definitely want to make sure I keep my commitment to this because I'm loving this platform.
Awesome. Well, today, ladies, do we have Rita on the line? Well, okay. So, listen, today I want us to go to that Sisters United page and look at those topics. Let's see what's going on because we didn't have, listen, it's a lot of feedback going on that Sisters United page. And I am so excited that the women are engaging us in conversation. And we are starting conversations that matter or that people have already been through, and it's just things we want to talk about. So we're not going to, hold up anything. I'm going to start off with Keisha. Keisha, what do you want to start off with? What topic do you have for us today?
My topic today is how to encourage yourself when your encouragers have their own life going on. How do you stay encouraged?
Oh my God. I like
that.
Okay.
That's what I want to talk about today. So oftentimes we get caught up in having other people to prompt and pump us up on a daily basis. It's like a bad drug sometimes when you have to go to others for, as a resource all the time. Let's just face the fact. People are people, and they have their own lives and things to deal with. So you have to know that your total existence, and I know a lot of people might say it sounds passe, but you have to know that God is. That's the first thing. I'm just going to talk from where I come from. You have to know that God is, and you ... after that. Whatever it is that you need, you have to know. And then with that, you encourage yourself. I have a lot of mirror talk, and I talk about this mirror all the time. You go in that bathroom and you close that door, it's you, God, and that mirror, okay?
Come on.
And some people say, I believe in fake it till you make it. If it's somewhere you're trying to be, you have to speak that into your existence. I don't really call it a faking. I call it encouraging. But some people, you know, that whatever title you want to put on it, but go to that mirror and nobody knows that you're in that bathroom talking to yourself. You tell yourself something great about yourself at least once a day. Before you brush your teeth, you know, when you go in there or whatever, that should be one of the first things, thanking God and encouraging yourself, speaking whatever that thing is, even if it does not seem attainable to you or you don't know how you're going to attain it, you know that you're here, you need to get there, encourage yourself, you know, encourage yourself, and then when others can add to it, great, but when others can't, your whole life is not in disarray. Because
exactly.
You don't have your friends. I love my girls. I do. I mean, I have an awesome team, you know, of girls that I can call and talk to. This one for prayer. This one to get my own self together, you know, whatever. Or, you know, I mean, it, just people that are going to be real with me. But sometimes this is you, God. That's it. It's you and God, you know, whatever. Other people have things to do. So I just want to, especially with everything going on right now, a lot of people are in the house, not being able to, you know, come. People are making their own selves sick. Oh, my nose is running today. Oh, I don't feel good, and they're ready to go get tested every day for this coronavirus going on. So, you know, stop it. You know, you are as you think. You know,
yeah.
You are as you feel. So you have to speak life, health, wealth, and prosperity into yourself. Stop being that borrower, okay? Stop being that tail. You know, concentrate on you being able to lend something. It might not be a financial thing, you know, but you see somebody that may be looking distressed. Tell them it's going to be okay. You know, a better day is coming. It may come later on. You know, speak to somebody, smile, you know, or something like that. It may not always be a financial thing that you can provide to somebody, but you know, there is a way that you could encourage. So, I mean, that you can, you know, be that lender, you know, or whatever it is. So concentrate on the lender attitude, not the borrower attitude. Concentrate on being at the front and not at the back all the time. All of us going to slack and end up behind, you know, at times or whatever, but that's not your place. You shouldn't be fine and well with being there. So that's what
you
I
know what?
To talk about.
You know, and I feel like it's a very, very good topic because I think that we should be the first one, the first cheerleader on our own squad. We really should.
Yes.
We really, because some of us, we rely so much on somebody else's affirmation. We rely so much on somebody telling us we can do it. And I think that it builds a strong foundation when you're able to speak into your own life, when you're able to, because friends, it's not that some friends don't want to support you. Like you said, they have their own stuff going on. So it's important that we do know, we do pump ourselves up and be that voice. Like you said, get in that mirror and speak into our own lives. Okay, Miss Lily, you want to say something on it, Miss Tammy?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. You know, I always like to bring in some words to list of the conversation. I think that is just the perfect topic for especially these times. These times we don't have the people that we used to have to sit in front of them and have them encourage us and, you know, talk life into us and all that kind of stuff. And you just have to learn how to talk life into yourself. You know, it's power in the tongue. And I think what these times are allowing us to do is to lean more on God and not lean on our own understanding. So, And, you know, I've always told my story, and I try to be transparent as possible. I was that kid that was felt like I was alone, and so I had to encourage myself. I remember one time I was to one of my guardians, and we was talking about what I was going to do when I got older. And I made the comment that I'm living for myself and I need to make myself happy and not try to impress others. And he just thought that was just the most horrible thing I could ever say. And I don't know, I guess in some sense that made me crawl back into that shell and I don't know, kind of, you know, crawl back into that shadow that helped me crawl back into that shadow, that led me back into that shadow. But, you know, as I got older, I knew that I needed to encourage myself, even if anybody else didn't. I need to be my own cheerleader, even if I didn't have a cheerleader to you know, rah-rah and keep on going. And that's what I tried to embed in my children. I told my children that they have to live their lives for themselves. There are certain things I'm very adamant about as far as their spirituality, but I allow my children to make their own way when it came down to things that made them happy far as a career. I didn't push my children into going to college. If that's what you want to do, then do that. But know that if you want to do this, you got to go into you got to do college, or you got to do a trade school. You got to do what you feel is best for you and what's going to make you happy. Don't go to a 9-to-5 and just be unhappy in the midst of that 9-to-5 because you know that ain't what you want to do. So trying to embed that into my children, and I think I did a pretty good job. The verdict is out. We'll see. But definitely you gotta encourage yourself even when nobody else is there to push you on. You know, at the very most, I'm not gonna say at the very least, at the very most, God is pushing you into something great because He made you and you was wonderfully and gratefully made. And He made you for Him, to glorify Him. So, of course, you're going to be great. And, of course, you know, these things are going to come to pass that He made you for. But you just have to encourage yourself to do those things and know that you're worthy.
Exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that. Be your biggest cheerleader. Be the first cheerleader. Keisha said, everybody's doing something. You know, everybody, and they may not be available. You know, not saying that they don't support you, but they just might not be available. So you have to become enough, and we say that on every show. All right, let's see what Love Jones has to say about it.
Well, I agree with the ladies. You do have to encourage yourself. I was raised by my grandmother who encouraged the whole neighborhood. You know, she went to church. She took the kids to church, and she was telling them, you know, about God and right from wrong and this and this, and I always know that you're enough. So me coming up hearing her say that, it's funny that I myself didn't feel that I was enough at one point because I was confused about a lot of things that were going on in my life. So I believe I told y'all on one of the episodes that I had to realize I had to love myself. And when I looked in the mirror, so when Keisha said the mirror, I was like, yeah, that's what it took for me. And I was a teenager, and I looked in the mirror, and I realized that I was beautiful. I realized that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And I heard my grandmother's voice, you know, and I realized that she had already encouraged me. I just wasn't taking it in because I had my self issues, my own self issues that had to do with my home. So I didn't feel like I was enough. So when I became a teenager and I realized that, hey, I am enough, I grew up to this adult and I realized that I love me, every part of me. I mean, hey, I can be this funny person, I can be this mean person if you make me. I love me. And so I had to realize that. And I tried to encourage my daughter and I try to encourage all young ladies. So I don't know. I think I was raised to do encouragement. And don't get me wrong, at one point I felt like I needed somebody to encourage me. But, hey, I found it. And when I found it, it was like I was able to give back to other people. So I don't know. Sometimes I get that, yeah, my life is busy and someone needs an encouragement. And I realized my grandma said I would take it and say a kind word and keep it moving. You know, it doesn't take a whole paragraph. Sometimes just a person just needs, like you say, smile, or this too shall pass, or I don't know what you're going through, but God got you, you know, and that's where I'm at with that.
All right. Well, I love this topic, and I believe that, like I say, you know, our show is about creating the conversation, empowering, encouraging, healing, and inspiration, mainly because I like the way Tammy said, she said, I'm going to be all that I need. You know, I'm going to do it for me. Because I remember a time when I woke up and realized that things that I was doing was because I had disappointed my father, so I'm on this thing to prove to him. You know, we just find out different things, reasons why we're doing certain things, and then it becomes something that we're doing in vain. Because the things that we try to get other people, that I'm proud of you or you are awesome and all that kind of stuff, some of these Winnie's conversations, you'll never get that. You'll never, and if you do get it, it's going to be because you know that's what you want. You know, so we have to be enough for ourselves. You see what I'm saying?
I love
this topic. I want us to continue this topic in the Sisters United group. So I'm going to ask Keisha to post it so we can continue that conversation. Okay, we're going to move to the next topic and I'm going to let Soldier. What do you have for us today?
Okay, well, my question for us today, for the groups, the ladies, is on a relationship kind of. When you meet a guy, do you instantly know you like him, or do you try to get to know him? And I ask that because a lot of people nowadays are jumping into things before they realize what it is. So do you jump in or do you hold off and get to know a person?
My take on
that is that I'm the type of person, I want to get to know you. I don't want to take things fast. If we are talking and we're on a date and we're vibing and, oh, yeah, and we like a lot of things and we can talk about anything. Oh, I like him. Okay, that's cool. I'll be interested, but I still want to know what else do you have? What's the rest of the substance? Who are you when you are upset about something? Or I don't want to find out, oh, I like this guy. I met him. I'm going to let him move in. And boom, then I still find out, oh, he's crazy. And he's abusive. I mean, I think that me personally, I've always been skeptical, you know, since I was young, about a lot of things, so I pretty much observe people, but people watch it. And so I learned so much about people without them even realizing I'm learning something about them. But I don't jump in. I take it slow. So what do you like to do? Do you jump in or do you take it slow?
I know when I was younger, I jumped in. When I was younger, let me tell you. I jumped in because, like I said, from the earlier conversation, I was so busy on this. I had got pregnant, you know, at 16, and I had developed a pattern of let me get in this. I can do this. This gonna be the one, you know. Didn't know that the person was crazy. Didn't know they was obsessive. Didn't know that while I'm on a whole nother agenda, right? They on an agenda too. You get what I'm saying? And as I got older, I learned how to have a conversation. I learned how to say point blank what I desired out of a relationship. What if I was dating or if I was, you know, trying to get serious? I learned to put everything on the table from the beginning. So you can run, or you can say, okay, I can deal with that. You know, because sometimes we take people's options away from them, too, on our end. We'll take their options away by jumping in quick. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, a lot of ladies are just automatically assume a man is a man, and he's dating like three other women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't give him the opportunity to tell you what's real. And sometimes, I'm going to tell y'all, and then I'm going to be through. But I'm going to tell y'all what happened to me when I was younger. I got into this relationship. I wasn't saved, so I'm just going to be real with you. Got into the relationship. The guy was at my apartment all the time. He come over there. I cook, feed him. He go to work. I'm going to tell y'all what his occupation was. He was a stripper, okay? Yes, he was. He wasn't ugly. I'm just saying. So, so he was coming home to me. Now I'm just telling you the setup, okay? He was coming home, and I was washing his clothes and all this stuff, laid up, okay? So one day, and we were also, you know, dealing with a record company, so we were doing singing and managing a group at the time. So we all decided to go out for dinner. Let me tell you how he hit me with the pop gun, okay? So I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting at the table, and he's ordering up food. Girl, he was ordering up so much food. I said, oh, yes, I'm about to eat, right? Oh, my Lord, this man say, what's for me? So he say, oh, none of this. That was my order. So I said, now I'm sitting there. Now his friend is upset because he know what he's doing, because I guess he had done somebody like this before. So he gets up. He goes to the restroom. When he come out the restroom, I'm in the corridor of the restroom, and I say, what's up with you? I said, you didn't order me nothing, and we together. He told me, I never told you. Listen to the words he said to me. I never told you that we were together. Okay? My God.
Yes.
And you could have, baby, all of my face was on the floor. Because really, honestly, what I couldn't be mad at that. That man never, I just automatically started doing all these different things that he never asked me to do. I just volunteered. So it's like you have to stop and have a conversation. After that moment, I started talking. I started saying, what you here for? What you want? You know? it's a necessary conversation. And then, first of all, you know, you're a stripper, too, so you had, listen, let's move on.
Uh-huh.
Let's move.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who? What you got to say, Miss Lily, on this topic?
Okay, give me the word, the verbiage again, because I lost the verbiage.
Go ahead, Love Jones. What's up?
Okay, so I was saying, when you meet a guy, are you the type of woman who wants to jump head in, or do you take your time? Meaning, as far as Queenie was saying, you think he your man when he ain't even said he your man, but you assuming because you like this person and y'all get along that he's spending time with him, then he's your man. So do you like, when you first meet somebody, do you jump in or do you take your time?
Okay, I got you. Assuming, you know, I always look at it, assuming as when you assume you make an ass out of you, not me.
Come on.
So let's not assume. I'm one of those type of people. Try to get to know the person.
Right.
But I always fall in a situation that, okay, I'm on the opposite end of that. They're saying that I'm with them, and I didn't realize I was with them. I was like, that's how I ended up with the first nurse. And I was like, and I think I hurt the man's feelings. And so I was like, okay, well, let me make it up. So I end up overly making it up. It's almost like, and I don't really want to say it like this, but the reality is I always end up with basket cases. I always end up with men that I feel like I need a fix. I always got to get a fix them up. You know, oh, you poor baby, let me fix you. And I end up in this zone, and I'd be like, what the world? How in the world aren't you in this place? that's me. I've after my first marriage, I decided that I was going to be by myself for a while, and it just didn't happen like that. You know, I began to get claimed. I'm like, no, we ain't had this discussion. We're not supposed to be together. I'm trying to get to know you. I'm not trying to deal with another fool.
Right.
So, for me, it's always been the opposite way for me. And I don't know, I guess it almost sounds, I almost feel like I'm sounding a little conceited with it. But I've always been in that position. I don't know, you know. When I had this, when I got married again, I was a little bit more calculated, for lack of a better word. I was a little bit more mindful about, okay, God, this is the type of man that I want, and this is what I want, this, and I had this laundry list of things that I wanted. And I was like, most importantly, I need a man that loves the Lord as much as I love the Lord, and you know, that I want a man that I can pray with, and then I ended up with a pastor. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I hit it on the nose this time, again, the verdict is still out on that.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, God. All right, Miss Keisha, what's going on with it?
Okay, let me. I just, you know, of course, when you first meet a person, it's always like the physical part of them, because you know nothing about them, right? Now, I'm probably the one in the group. I don't know about Rita, but I'm not married. I have never been married, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Could have been, but you know, I on some people's bucket list or whatever, the first thing is I want to be a wife. Yes, I want to be a wife, but one time. You know what I'm saying? Just do it one time, get it together, and that's it. So maybe I'm not in and it's. I don't want to, well, I'm just saying, maybe that's not a reality in this day and time, the one and done thing or whatever, but I don't know, like, I'm never want to assume, you know, whatever, that that me and a person are together. My whole thing is, the first line I'm done, because it's like I can't trust and believe you no more, so, you know, So I didn't date for a very long time, like from 2013 until here recently, like maybe a year ago. And I think that sometimes you have to be by yourself. I know, you know, females that jump from guy to guy. So we break up today, or you know, and then before the end of the week, they smile into somebody else. You know. Sometimes you need that space and time to get your own thoughts together. If you don't make good company to yourself, then you're probably not going to make good company to somebody else. But at the same time, I think that in my case, after you've been by yourself for so long and support, you know, like dealing with yourself for so long, supporting yourself or whatever, it takes a strong man to deal with it, because I hear like, golly, you know, God, you want to be the woman and the man. No, it's not that, but I'm a big girl, okay, so it takes special hands to hold me, yes, so I have to make
Come
sure
on.
That it's strong enough, make sure that those hands are strong enough, and that I'm not going to end up on the floor, you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's not that, like I say, I pray all the time, you know, whatever. That, and I just say I always say I'm a different kind of butterfly. So, you know, when things are custom made, it takes a little bit longer. So whoever he is, I always say my him, whoever my ultimate him is, you know, he'll have all that. He'll get it, that just because we're dating, at first, I'm not relinquishing my reins to you. No, you're not driving my horse. You know, I have to steer this horse until I know that, you know, you're very good equestrian. So, you know, but over time, you know, just being patient with me, you know, and just things like that. So that's where I am. So, no, I'm not afraid of commitment. That's not the issue at all. But, you know, I just, you know, you have to bring something to the table. I tell people all the time, I'm not thirsty. I choose my own beverages and what's going to go in my glass. I bring my own glass, too. So, you know, if your feet are going to park up under my table, then, you know, you have to bring something. You know, it has to be something that you're going to bring to it. So that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, amen. Amen. You know, and then listening to this topic too, it depends on the, hello? It depends on the person. It really does. Mm-hmm. It depends on, because some people can move on that quickly, you know, because some people, they just know they through with something. You know, it's just different personalities. Some people know when they through and ready to go to something else. You know, some folk jumping and stuff. Like I told you, I was jumping, leaping, and next thing you know, I was in a mess. You see what I'm saying? In a pickle. Not saying that it only happened once, you know, because you can do some conversation, some asking some questions, and still end up with a lunatic. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Still end up with a stark raving lunatic, you know. So it's really just, you know, yeah. Let's go to the next topic. This topic was wonderful. We got to make sure we post our topics later. Let's see, Miss Lily, what you got for us today? Miss Lily?
All right. I'm sorry. I take you off mute. I didn't really come up with a topic because I've seen so many off and in. I was so excited about all the ones that was in it, and I want to be able to talk with one of the topics that were in the group.
Okay.
I guess one of the topics that I see is when is in a let's go ahead and stay on relationships. When do you say enough is enough as being in that relationship? When is enough enough? What is that deal breaker that you just say, well, you know what, I just absolutely cannot deal with this?
Wow.
Is it cheating? Is it disrespecting each other? Is it disrespecting the relationship? When is enough enough? And for me, enough was enough. It was according to where I was in my life. You know, everybody goes through changes. Everybody goes through stages. You know, when I was younger, I was a different Tammy. When I was in my 30s, I was a different Tammy. And now as I grow in my spirituality, I have turned into a different Tammy. So for me, it changed with the stages when I start realizing certain things. And for me, enough is enough is a spiritual thing. When we're not spiritually connected, when God say enough is enough, when I've prayed for you and I've had a conversation with God and I've learned that how to hear God, and he says, okay, well, this is not what I have for you, you know. Although we make commitments, and sometimes when we get stuck in commitments or get in commitments, we feel like we're stuck because we have made that agreement that I'm going to be with that person. And sometimes not in line with what God wants us to do. When we got into that commitment, but we were so wrapped up in what we've seen, how fine he was, how well he talked to me, how groomed he was, where everybody said, girl, you think you got your good man right there, and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. That's true. That is true. You know, and I like how you said that, you know, with that when is enough. When is enough enough? And I know that it's times, man, it's like it could be verbal abuse going on, and then you get an understanding of somebody that's dealing with maybe a mental disability. It's so many things, so many to look at it, because God could be saying, have patience with a person, or God could, you know, but you, as I always tell people this, especially when I deal with counseling people in relationships, I tell them, I said, God is concerned about the whole man. He's not, you know, sometimes we think, oh, I just got to go through this, or I just have to, this is just, no, No. God is concerned about the whole man. And one thing he wouldn't do is put us in something for us to suffer things that are not ordained by him. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of women right now, this is a good topic because there's a lot of women right now that's in things and they are hiding behind God and saying, "Is I got to put up with it because I married them," or because, like you said, I made the commitment, or some, even if it's some folk in just relationships and not even married, and they have this thing where I got to stay here and I got to fix this, and or that person has manipulated you into believing that this is happening because of you. If you wouldn't have did this, and just like you say, it's a relationship where you may have cheated. Okay, and then the person decided to stay with you even though you cheated. But they go and cheat repeatedly. And every time they come back to remember when you broke this, you did this, you know, you started it, you know. And the enough is enough has to come at some time, you know, because abuse is abuse. You see what I'm saying? So that's for somebody that's dealing with an abusive relationship, an abusive husband, whether it be verbally, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, whatever it is, manipulation, all kinds of things. It's all kinds of factors. It's all kinds of different scenarios and situations that people are in. And we have a conversation with ourselves, or we allow the enemy to have a conversation with us and get our mind all jumbled up. But one thing I want to make say that's very, very clear: abuse is not of God. An unhealthy relationship, by any circumstance, is not of God. Okay. A lot of Christian women that's married, they will not get a divorce. They will. Oh, I'm not divorcing. Oh, well, we passed the day where being divorced is an embarrassment. Okay, we didn't pass that. All right, some of these things, I hate to jump into preacher mode, but some of this stuff God did put together in the first place. Some of these folks, like Keisha was saying earlier, and Love Jones, I think we make something into what we want him to be. Oh, he's good looking. I don't want nobody else to have him, but he's jacking you up. You see what I'm saying? Oh, he has good job, and if I let him go, he's gonna do that for somebody else, and I'm not gonna have, you know, we got all our little stuff that we use to stay in stuff that's unhealthy, and we don't realize we lose so much of ourselves. You know, when you start losing pieces of yourself to where you don't recognize yourself when you wake up in the morning, that's a problem. That's a problem. Exactly. God is not good. His signature is not on that, you know. And it's a lot of women today that need to understand that. If you are in something and you can't recognize yourself, you hate to get up in the morning, everything you do, everything you do becomes about the other person and nothing is for you. And I want to destroy that misconception when people say, well, when you get married, your life is not your life no more. Your life is his life, and he, you know, and all that. Come on, off of that. Get off of that, because that's not true. Because how can you be all that you need to be for him and you're not yourself? You see what I'm saying? So I'm just encouraging that person that's listening and that's been ripping themselves apart and just going so far away from themselves so they don't recognize themselves anymore, it's time for you to make a decision. You know, some people say you shouldn't say that, but, you know, I ain't wanting to hold my tongue on stuff like this because I've been through it. I've been in a situation.
Right, and I just want to add, too, that you have to know what you're dealing with. People deal with people on the level that they're on, okay? Broken people break people, you know. So that's the thing right there. You have to be true to yourself and know what it is that you're dealing with. And so I'm looking at my life, and Shannon says abuse is abuse. And that's true, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical, or whatever. If you have somebody who the highlight of their day is telling you that you're fat, and not my kind of fat, I feel fat with a P, P-H-A-T, pretty high and thick, that's my fat. If somebody's telling you that you're fat, that your hair is nappy, I love my nappy hair, that, you know, just things that are just don't even need to be said. You know, if you have somebody whose highlight of the day is discrediting you, that is abuse. And that's not something that you need to deal with. You know.
Well.
And I'm not against a fixer-upper in a way because, you know, I don't know. Not a new person.
Me.
If I meet a new person that's broken down, I have no interest in dealing with that at all. You know, or whatever. I have no interest in dealing with that. But, you know, if you have somebody maybe that you know or whatever, it's like, okay, but at some point, and enough is relative because some people are willing to deal with a lot more. I know that you know, other people, and then it just depends on what the situation is and are you coming from a place of, you know, like security. I know that this person is not secure or whatever. When it comes to money and material things, make your own money. All of y'all were millionaires, and I made $30,000 a year. I'm not looking at, oh, my friend have this, and my friend have that. It's like, well, dang, they attained it. So, you know, it's attainable. You know, I don't want yours. But if I ever thought it was impossible, now I know that it is possible because, you know, so I don't know. You just really have to be true to yourself. You have to know that you are. I don't know if y'all can see on my live. I have on a T-shirt that says worthy, okay? You have to know that you are worthy, and you have to know that, you know, you don't deserve or you should not expect to be cheated on. You should not expect to be lied to. You should not expect because when you go into relationships or situations and these are the things on your mind, everything is going to be accusatory. Who's going to deal with that? Yeah.
Well,
so,
me, I personally, I've been through a lot from my childhood. Like, I keep going back to my childhood because a lot of things started for me in my childhood. And as an adult, when I became a woman, it was like my level of accepting any kind of crap was out the window. You know, I grew up in a household where my mom was abused. And I used to get angry and want to fight the person because he's hitting my mom. You know, and I grew up and said, no man better not ever hit me. He hit me, I'm going to kill him. I'm not going to accept that. And I meant that. I didn't just say it because some people say, oh, I'm not going to take that. And they do. I meant that. I had so much anger in me that if someone hit me, I'm going to hit you back. I don't care if you were a guy or a girl. It didn't matter to me. I didn't care how hard you hit me because I'm going to hit you back. My thing was abuse. If you're making me feel low about myself, telling me what I can't do, then in my head I started saying, well, then when you wasn't with him, you were doing this, this, and this. See, I'm not going to let you break down because a lot of us women, we allow them to break us down. We forget that what we was doing before, we met you. You know, we forget.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because we become so enamored with you and we walk on eggshells sometime and not want to say and do the things that we normally do because he might not appreciate it or whatever. But I thought that I was never going to get married. Not that I didn't want to get married. I thought that I wasn't. The reason why is I have a mouth. And I knew God was going to have to give me a man that can handle me. I'm not disrespectful or anything of that nature, but I'm going to speak my piece. I've always spoke my mind. I don't want to hold it in, let it fester, and then I blow up and then you be looking at, oh, baby, I just dropped that paper on the floor. It wasn't even about that. It was about all the other stuff. I don't do that. I just tell it up straight. So for me, when you are knocking me down, making me feel bad, Lord knows if you put your hands on me, that is over. I'm not going back. I'm not saying anything against any woman that has, but I am just not her. It angers me to see a man hit a woman. And I have seen guys like push my friends, and I jumped in up in the front of them and say, don't push my friend. Don't put your hands on her because I have all these flashbacks of what happened to my mom, you know. And so enough is enough when you're trying to make me feel low. I'm not going to if you don't have time for me, if you're not making time for me, you're making every excuse in the world. I don't have time for it. I have learned to just let go and let God, because I worry about that, because I used to say, maybe I let go too easily. But when I let go, I let go. You know, hey, I look back, I realize that was back there, that wasn't for me, and I'm not going back there. And I guess people would say, well, you and Pat, y'all were childhood sweethearts. He went to jail, and you got back with him. When me and him broke up, it wasn't because of anything. It was because he went to jail. It was nothing hard feeling or nothing. So there was always love there. It just got taken away from us. We got separated. So with that, I can say that. But as far as going back to something I know and how you were then, and then I'm thinking that you've changed now, yeah, I'm good on that. I wish you well, though. So enough. I'm good on that.
I know that's right. We don't want anybody to feel like we're coming against anybody. We're just saying it takes strength. It takes, especially if you've been with a person. I know people that have been with a person throughout their childhood all the way to their, you know, and they dealt with it forever. You know, it's kind of like my husband say, if a person wake up every morning and punch you in the face, you see what I'm saying? And then one morning they wake up and they don't punch you, you're going to look at them and say, what's wrong with you? You know? So it's like it takes strength, and it also takes, let's go back to the village that Soulja Love Jones told us about last week. It takes as grown women, we can have that village if we be that village for one another. You see what I'm saying? And a person may get mad at you after you say it, but sometimes you need to say it. Like Love Jones say, if you push my sister, I'm jumping in. Because you don't want your sister to get used to him pushing her, because what'll happen next, he'll hit her. And then he'll be like, I'm just playing. Then the next thing you know, she's showing up at a get-together with a black eye and saying, me and Johnny just playing around. Wait, Johnny has bust you in your eye. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like when you tell your sister you're not doing what you used to do. You didn't got involved with this, and you used to do this, you used to do that. Now you don't do anything anymore. That's one of the main signs of being lost.
When do we compromise our integrity?
Come on.
We do. When we love a man, we will compromise our integrity. We will.
And we think that that's what he wants. We think that that's what he likes. But what we don't understand is what you're doing is giving him a license to abuse you. Giving him a come out to disrespect you. You are giving him when I was in a dysfunctional relationship, that's what my counselor told me that woke me up, turned the light switch on. She say, whatever he's doing to you, allowed it. And it is hard for us to hear, but it's the truth. We allow it because it's a part of us that think that we deserve it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. You better say it.
We done took on a guilt trip. And it goes back to what we're talking about, that low self-esteem. We were talking about that on the page. Talking about why do we feel like I got to take dealing with this abusive man? What is it about me? Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you one time. So this was many years ago, a long time ago. I went to a party, and so I met this guy or whatever, and we start having conversations, right? We were talking on the phone. And, you know, I just listen and take everything. And I may or may not comment on it at the time because, you know, everything don't need to be said all the time. But, you know, I'm taking notes, okay? So we were talking, and, you know, he was just telling me that he met his child's mother while he was with his girlfriend. The girlfriend actually went and gave this other woman the number because he showed interest. So I was like, okay. I said, how did that work? You know, whatever. He was like, well, you know, and they all lived in a house together at some point. And I was like, oh, and everybody was okay with that. He was like, yeah, you know. So I'm like, okay, you know, well, he's not my dude because I don't roll like that at all. Like Sochi likes to say, I'm going to be the one, you know, what I'm uh-huh. saying or whatever. I'm going to be her. So this guy, I forget what happened. I don't know what I may have said or how it went, but this is a part of the conversation I remember. Now, I was already in already in school, so like I started going to school when I was 18. I stopped and started going back and stopped and started going back, and finally I kept going, but I was already in school. So this guy told me that that I ain't nothing, I ain't never gonna be nothing, and I could just hope that somebody will accept me. And I stopped him dead in his tracks. I'm like, baby. You wouldn't recognize greatness if it slapped you in your face.
Come on now.
You told me that you met your child's mama when you was with your girlfriend, and that nut stood up and gave her the number. I am everything. That's what you don't get. That's why you can't relate to me. I am everything. And you don't know what everything looks like because you are used to dealing with nothing. You know, and that was the end of that conversation, basically, because, you know, I don't know. I'm just not her. You know, I am a thick,
come on,
natural, curly-headed, curly-headed black woman. And I don't apologize for that. You know, I don't apologize. The thing is, when you look at me and you decide to have conversations with me, I just assume that you like this small, fat, rolls. I mean, cause that's what I am. You know, I'm a big girl. I don't apologize for it. I don't,
come on now.
You know, play around with it or whatever. You know, when you looked at me and decided that you wanted to say something to me, you knew I wasn't a Barbie doll.
Come on.
So now you going to call me fat? Okay.
Right.
Or whatever. So say it on the back end of this dial phone because you would never talk to me. You know,
right, right.
You know, so.
Yes.
You have to know what to expect, and just like you all are saying, you teach people how to treat you.
Right.
Yes, you do.
You know, I always have to say that I don't fight. I don't believe in fighting. I don't believe in verbal abuse. I don't do all of that. You know, but I always tell my mama, if I ever meet one that decides to go crazy, if he throw a glass on the floor, we're not going to have any glasses because I'm going to break the rest up. Okay? If you throw a chair across the floor,
too.
All the rest of it, we're not going to have a dining room chair in this piece because I'm going to throw the rest of them out the window. You know, I'm just saying, you know, whatever, don't, oh, whatever. So you go crazy. Is that what you do? Okay, I'm going to show you something. And then I'm going to be done. I'm not going to have a chair to sit on, but I'm going to be done. You know, you don't allow things that you don't expect to, you know, continue. That, you know, and that's one thing or whatever. So that's what I have to say about that.
I just want my sisters to love themselves and know that you deserve the best. I don't care what no one say. I don't care what nobody tell you about what you don't. Yes, you do. Love
yes, you do.
Love yourself and know. Don't let nobody tell you you don't. When they keep saying it, you don't, you go to the mirror like he said and say, yes, I do. And you look yourself in the eye. Mm-hmm.
And do that.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I have one of my classmates that's on my live feed, and here, man, I thought he would change.
Mm.
She said she ignored the signs for years, but when she began to stand on God's word, she said, I start to become strong and hold to my standards.
Yes.
Okay. A man is supposed to be, I don't want to say it like that, but this is just so you can imagine. So, I just want you to be able to see it, right? Imagine you have on an outfit that is just totally bad, right? Just totally bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really feeling yourself or whatever, and then you put that Gucci belt on. Oh, my goodness, you just did that. A man is supposed to make what you already have. You have to be told first. Okay?
Yeah.
A man is supposed to make what you have already glitter, extra glitter. Mm. You know, and that's the way it be. If it's somebody that doesn't make you feel well and you encourage you to go in the bathroom, close that door, and encourage yourself or whatever, you explain to yourself why you are accepting. Nobody else hears you. You explain to yourself why you are allowing the things.
And be real with yourself.
You know, exactly, because truth be told is, I don't care what they say about it, it's not enough men to women or whatever. What God has for you is totally for you. It is yours.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is start praying or whatever, not for a particular man. You start praying for your strength and for you to be whole. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. You start praying for your healing and for you to be okay. And then when you're ready, because all the times you think that you're ready for a relationship or whatever, and what you need to do is fix your relationship with yourself and accept apologies for yourself for allowing people to walk all over you and use you like a foot mat anyway or whatever.
Yeah.
So start those apologies with you. And then you thank God for helping you to realize that it was a problem, because you're not going to fix anything that you don't see that as an issue. So
but you know what?
For allowing you to see the problem with you, you fix it, you apologize and you fix yourself to really start that healing, and then God will send you who it is. I don't know what this thing is anyway, and I've said this lately or whatever. God's word said a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. God ain't told me to look for no man or whatever. So my part in it is to do what it is that I have to do, to make myself available to see what's being sent to me and not sit up and let my eyes touch what I want or let my eyes invite what I want, you know, and that's the way I feel about it, but that's just me. So I'm good.
You know, as you were talking, the thing that God ministered to me was, you know, we always say that hurt people, but this is so plain. Broken people break people.
That's what
broken
I said. Broken people
and
break people, absolutely.
And people, we always, see, we think that we're God because we think that we can fix people. You can't fix nobody. You can't fix nobody, especially if you're broken yourself. Because first of all, you are whole. You're not going to get with somebody broken. I'm going to just be real with you. It's going to be something familiar with them that's going to make you say, let me go, I can deal with, I can do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but that nurturing gets you in trouble. That nurturing.
So all the time it's not a broken person, and people, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's just that nurturing spirit a person has to have, but you yourself have to realize, I'm guilty of that a lot of times, not just like with, relationships like that, just with people in general, you know. You have to know when to cut it off, or you have to know when to say, look, you know, so this is what I feel and this is what I think. You have to be okay with really directing. If you're going to open yourself up like that, you have to be okay with providing guidance, and then you have to realize, too, that some people don't want to be fit, because in that broken place that they are is where people pour into them. They get people to come around or whatever, and if they were not in that broken, you mean, they feel people wouldn't come. So, you know, it has to be a point where that person has to realize that, you know, this person doesn't really want to be fit, or this person really doesn't want to be spoken out of that thing. I'm not a pity party person. I don't care what you dump in my lap. It's not a pity party. Okay, this is what I've been dealt with. So how do I work it out? That's me. Like, I want an ending to it, or want a resolution to it. Even if it's not a today resolution, I don't believe that everything can be microwaved. But even if it's not a resolution, so this is the thing. So what's going to happen now? You know, a plan. Let's put a plan into place. So, and then, you know, you have to be okay with, but letting people go, I don't have a problem with letting people go, you know. So people that have been around me forever, that's a good thing, you know, whatever, because I'm not into pity parties and to keep on. People will run you in the sand, you know, have you feeling heavier than all the day get out or whatever, just sitting up trying to prompt and pump them, you know, when they really don't want to be prompt and pumped. They just want to be, I don't know, finesse, I guess, for the second to the next person called, girl, let me call you that. Or baby, let me call you that. You know, whatever. Then you got somebody else or whatever. So that's what I think.
All right. Well, let's sign off. Let's start with Love Jones. Love Jones, sign off for us. Then we're going to, Keisha's going to sign off. And then we're going to let everybody go.
All right. Well, this is Soul to Love Jones. I am her and she is me, y'all. I'm that force to be. Be blessed.
All right, Miss Keisha.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Sisters Network. Next week when you come aboard, grab a couple of two people and bring them on with you so they can see. And if you have a topic, you can inbox Queenie Daniels, Soulja Love Jones, Tammy Lilly, and, you know, let us know because it'll be something new and fresh every week. So, and we want to hear from you. Check out the Sisters Network page as well, and weigh in on some of the topics that are posted there. This is Keisha signing off.
All right, we love you all. We want you to know that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. You are listening to Sisters United on the My Gospel Soul Network, and we look forward to sharing more with you. Sold your home, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Well, this life, yeah, gets hard. We're all in the fight, so we get scars. We all fall and we all get knocked down. We gotta stand up and can't quit now. When the sound of the wind and the rain comes, we gotta stand on the one who created us. Stand on truth and shine bright through the dark days and the long nights. This light on the inside of us is the only hope for the hurt and the dying kids. The only way to the gates of eternal bliss, where all we gotta do is be His. All we gotta do is live, gotta give life, show everyone alive how to get right. Show life as hard as it can be, it's just a blink in the eye if you turn it.
I got the way.